Hi, this is Jerry Hicks, and I'd like to read to you here the foreword written by Dr. Wayne Dyer for this book, Ask and It Is Given. The book you're holding in your hands at this moment contains some of the most powerful teachings available to you on our planet today. I've been profoundly touched and influenced by the messages that Abraham offers here in this book and through the tapes that Esther and Jerry have been providing over the past 18 years. In fact, I'm deeply honored that Abraham has asked me to provide a brief foreword to this book, which I consider to be a publishing milestone. It's unique in all of publishing. You'll be fortunate to tap into the thinking of those who are permanently connected to source energy. Moreover, these voices of spirit speak in a language you'll understand and be able to instantly translate into action. They offer you no less than a blueprint for understanding and implementing your own destiny. My first thought is that if you're not yet ready to read and apply this great wisdom, then I urge you to simply carry this book with you for a few weeks. Allow the energy that it contains to permeate through any resistance that your body, mind might offer, and let it resonate with that inner place that's formless and boundaryless. This is what's called your soul. Abraham would call it your vibrational connection to your source. This is a universe of vibration. As Einstein once observed, nothing happens until something moves. That is, everything vibrates to a particular measurable frequency. Break the solid world down to smaller and tinier components, and you see that what appears to be solid is a dance of particles in empty spaces. Go to the tiniest of these quantum particles, and you discover that it emanated from a source that vibrates so fast that it defies the world of beginnings and endings. This highest, fastest energy is called source energy. You and everyone and everything originated in this vibration and then moved into the world of things, bodies, minds, and egos. It was in the leaving of this source energy in our body, minds, that we took on our entire world of problems, illnesses, scarcities, and fears. The teachings of Abraham essentially are focused on helping you to return in all respects to that source from which all things originate and all return to as well. This source energy has a look and feel to it that I've touched upon in my book, The Power of Intention. Abraham, however, can offer this enlightening wisdom to you by having the benefit of being 100% connected to that source and never ever doubting that connection. It's evident in every paragraph of this book. That's why I call this a publishing milestone. You're in direct conscious contact with a cadre of honest, no-nonsense beings who have only your well-being in mind. They'll remind you that you came from a source of well-being and that you can either summon that higher vibrational energy to yourself and allow it to flow unimpeded in every aspect of your life, or you can resist it and, by doing so, stay disconnected from that which is all-providing and all-loving. The message here is quite startling and yet oh so simple. You came from a source of love and well-being. When you're matched up to that energy of peace and love, you then regain the power of your source, that being the power to manifest your desires, to summon well-being, to attract abundance where scarcity previously resided, and to access divine guidance in the form of the right people and the precisely correct circumstances. This is what your source does, and since you emanated from that source, you can and will do the same. I've spent a full day with Abraham in person. I've dined with Esther and Jerry, and I've listened to hundreds of Abraham's recordings. So you can take it from me firsthand. You're about to embark on a life-changing journey offered to you by two of the most authentic and spiritually pure people I've ever encountered. Jerry and Esther Hicks are as much in awe of their role in bringing these teachings to you as I am in writing this foreword for Abraham. I encourage you to read these words carefully and apply them instantly. They summarize an observation I've offered for many years now. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. You're about to see and experience a whole new world changing right before your eyes. This is the world created by a source energy that wants you to reconnect to it and live a life of joyful well-being. Thank you, Abraham, for allowing me to say a few words in this precious, precious book. I love you, all of you. Wayne.